Wrestling with Martin Besser.
Our comedy club is open this morning. First time on the show, ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the stage, all the way from King Williamstown in the Eastern Cape, and known for his practical advice, Shanray Van Veen.
Shanray Van Veen, everybody.
Yay.
King Williamstown.
How are you doing? I hope you're doing cool. Martin had a question about who's more happier about the children going back to school. I can definitely say that it's the parents. We have been going through hell this entire lockdown. I have two children, right? I have two children. My daughter's name is Cassie. She's 8 years old. My son's name is Rogan. He's 5 years old. And it's been fun. It's been fun at home. And there's a couple of things that I've personally learned during this lockdown, right? Like, I love my children. I love them to bits. But this is what I learned being a parent. Like, I didn't know that as a parent, you'd have a favorite. I didn't know this, right? I figured this out during lockdown, right? I figured this out. And it's not that, like my absolute favorite is my daughter. Her name is Cassie. Amazing, smart, intelligent, just amazing. And my son, he's my son. Also, I love him to bits. Like, I love him to bits. And, like, there's a reason, like, I don't really like him. And the reason why is because he's... And there's no nicer way. Like, he's dumb.
No.
Like, I love him. Like, I love him to bits. It's just like, I did the homework during this lockdown. I did the homework. And I was there with him. I was like, Rogan, what is 1 + 1, boy? And he looked at me. He's like, green. I was like, oh, my word. I am buying that welding machine. You'll be the best welder this world has ever seen, right? If you start today, like, sometimes as a parent, you have to call it. You have to look at your son and you have to call it. Like, I'm not going to waste school fees. So you have to be honest with yourself. And my daughter, like, she's my absolute favorite. But I have this feeling. That I'm not her favorite, right? I have this feeling because she likes to embarrass me in places that I feel like as a parent I shouldn't be embarrassed. Like at Pick and Pay. Who wants to be embarrassed at Pick and Pay? Because all of us know this feeling. You know that feeling 2 days before payday? And you just stay with your favorite child. You're going to Pick and Pay, and all you're gonna go do is buy bread and milk. That's all you're gonna go do. And you know that pep talk you give your child before you go into the shop? You know that pep talk? And I was there with Cassie that day. I was like, Cassie, daddy doesn't have money for anything inside the shop. Don't ask me for anything. And that day, Cassie looked at me. Cassie was like, daddy, I understand your financial situation. I'm like, hey, look at my school fees, huh? Look at my school fees. Right, so we go into the shop. I get into the Pick and Pay. I get the bread. I get the milk. And we get to the end of the till, right? And every leading supermarket does this nonsense where they put all the sweets and all the chocolates at the end of the till, just punishing us. I don't know why they want to punish us like that. So I'm standing in the queue with Cassie, and there Cassie is looking at the chocolates, looking at me with disappointment, right? She's looking at the chocolates, looking at me, and she does this loud, like to the top of her lungs. This is what she does, right? She goes like, daddy, I want... Oh, I forgot. You don't have any money.
Shame, in the queue.
All the other parents started looking at me, so I panicked. I panicked with the last money I had. I was like, Cassie, take the big chocolate. We had to walk home after that. Because there was no money for Uber, but it was a quick lesson in consequences. Because she's like, daddy, care him. He's like, walk that. You had sugar. Walk that off. Walk. Let's go.
Almost.
I was so angry. And she does it all the time. One time I can remember, I was in the mall, right, walking with her. I took my eye off her for 2 seconds. And I looked down again and she was gone. It was the most frightening moment of my life, right? I was looking for her. I searched up and down. I find her with the security guard, and I walk to this. As I'm walking to the security, I'm already shouting. I'm like, Cassie, where have you been? I've been looking for you everywhere. How can you do this? as I'm walking, the security guard asks her, is this your father? She looks me in my eyes and says, this is not my father.
Oh, no.
Oh, my soul. I never panicked like that in my life. I looked at the security guard. I panicked. I'm like, what man do you know that's out here claiming children? Just give my child and let's go. I was so angry with her. I was so angry that the very same night, right, when she went to bed, I was in my room. She started screaming late at night. She woke up. She started screaming in her room. Oh, daddy, there's a monster under my bed. You know what I did? I screamed back from my room. I was like, shh, he can hear you. That's how angry I was. So, Martin, to tell you that the children going back to school, the parents are happy.
They are the happiest.
I take my hat off to parents. You guys are doing an amazing job. Thank you so much. My name is Chandra Van Vaak.
Chandra Van Vaak, everybody. Hook him up on Instagram, all over social media. Welcome on the show, my brother.
Let's go! Breakfast with Martin Bester.
Rise and shine.
Hit your morning, family.